Neobanks are on the rise and offering competition to more traditional banks. Xinjia is aiming to be the first neobank in Australia, and we're joined on the phone now by Eric Wilson. He is the CEO of Xinjia. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to start with a very maybe obvious question, but maybe not for everyone listening. What is a neobank?
Look, a neobank is a really exciting innovation in banking. It's 100% digital and 100% based on your mobile phone. And what that means, whilst that might sound, not sound exciting, what it means is we can do some really interesting, exciting things for our customers. And we sort of call it one-swipe banking, so we can allow customers to open accounts. We can use artificial intelligence to help them make really good financial decisions, like saving money on interest accounts or making more money by moving money out of debt accounts and into higher interest-bearing accounts. And we can do that with one swipe of the thumb. And it's a really exciting, innovative, customer-led type of bank rather than perhaps a legacy bank, which isn't.
Eric, this is Doug in New York. To what extent do you have to partner with other people, really, to get the kind of penetration that's going to equal growth?
As you know, banking is all about scale. Right now, we're pretty confident that apart from partnering with some of the best technology around the world, we're not going to have to partner with the big banks here or the oligopoly banks here. We're pretty comfortable that we can achieve scale over several years. And if we look at the models out of the UK and the US and Europe, they've really started to do that now after 3 or 4 years. They're starting to get scale, and the incumbent banks, the legacy banks, are starting to look over their shoulder a little now.
One of the interesting points I'm reading in your story on this is that you don't have, I guess, some of the costs related to these big banks. You don't have the bricks and mortar and, I guess, some of the limitations of traditional banking. So I guess there's room to grow there. But how do you conduct business? You've obviously still got to have a lot of staff, a lot of innovation in place.
Absolutely, we do. And banking is a serious business. It's not something you get into for fun. You need to make sure we have all the security in place. We need to make sure we have an amazing customer experience. So we are able to do all of those things. But as you rightly say, you know, we don't have large branch networks with tens of thousands of people working in them. We don't have legacy systems, which we have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars updating and trying to keep functional. And that means we can pass on really good experiences and really good value to our customers. And we have plans to do that and to really, really make a fundamental change in the market here.
Is it going to be more deposit-based, something similar to what in the old days, kind of savings and loan, or is this more contemporary-type commercial banking? And if that's the case, how are you going to have access to capital?
Absolutely. At the core of Xinjia is quite a conservative risk position, and we really are keen to build good, strong deposit bases because we like to exhibit really good financial behavior as we like to try and help our customers do. So we're certainly not going to be looking down the path of massive amounts of wholesale funding from the markets. We'll have to do that to get a good funding mix. But we certainly won't be taking a high-risk, massive amounts of wholesale funding approach. We'll be looking to build deposits and build in a good, safe, secure kind of financial institution.
You know, there are a lot of people out there, older people, but even people my age, that are a little bit scared about this digital technology space. How do you get customers to move away from traditional banking and believe that their money is safe in some kind of cloud-based app?
Because it's a very valid concern. And what is kind of exciting about much of this stuff is that actually, in many ways, it's actually more secure than traditional banking. Let me give you an example. So if you want to open an account with Xinjia, the technology we use is mostly biometric. So we check your thumbprint. We take a photo of your driver's license through the app. The app then it goes back to the government and check it's a valid driver's license. And then we come back and we do facial recognition from the photo you've taken with the driver's license. So it allows us a really good sense of security. And in many cases, it's more secure than wandering into a bank, which in theory is vulnerable to some to various types of fraud. So we're able to give a really good, secure type of banking.
You know, I'm sure a question like that has come to you on the part of regulators. Where do you stand with regulatory authorities in Australia and particularly the central bank there?
We're very keen at Xinjia to move away from the idea of seeing regulators as the enemy. We really do view them as our partners. We've started initial conversations with the regulators here. We take the philosophy that if the regulator doesn't want us to be doing something, then we shouldn't be trying to do it. You know, it's all about working with them as partners, making sure we pose absolutely no risk to our customers or to the financial security of the financial system. We really are very keen and are working with the and plan to be working with the regulators to give them complete views. With a digital bank, we can give them an API, and they can look into our bank at any time, real live information and make decisions based on that. There'll be no hidden numbers, nothing they can't see. It's a completely transparent bank.
So you've raised about $2 million Australian dollars in your first round of funding. Obviously, you probably want and need to raise more. Are you seeing a large customer base coming to you yet, or is there more work to do?
With all startups, funding is the lifeblood of our business. We will be doing another fundraise in about 9 months or so. We're starting to get a lovely flow of what we're calling pre-customers or foundation customers. And these guys and girls are helping us actually shape our bank. We're talking to them about the products, what they might look like, actually trialing some stuff with them and showing them how it might work and the app might work. And they're giving us feedback, and we're rebuilding and redoing it and making it around their needs. And that's the thing I think about Zinja is it's a bank designed to fix our customers' problems, not to say here's a product, like it or lump it.
So last question, Eric. I mean, do you want to remain an independent financial institution, or would you like to be taken over at some point in the near term?
Absolutely not. We are absolutely looking to be an independent financial institution. And you can see that in the money we've raised. It has not, we haven't accepted or requested any money from the banking institutions here. We are entirely independent, and we intend to stay that way.